going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's welcome in Casey Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, Casey? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Come on, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7
The Game. That's for wearing the sweater.
You know, I always like to make a distinction between good-natured and mean-spirited, and I think that's going over the line toward mean-spirited.
Well...
Well, what?
So I just real quick for me, I told you when I first started in this industry, there would be no calls. And I would say to the people, phone lines are packed. Right? That just made me feel better. My boy Tyshawn, who's having the domino tournament, texts me in all caps, Goo, there is no DJ. There's music. I know that. Get in the game. You make it sound better. I know there's no DJ, but we'll have music. Yeah. I hope you show up, man.
Radio's theater of the mind. You're
all day long.
That. I mean, like right now, we got line.
If I had did my version of the KC Johnson, you would never let it die.
Oh, my
goodness.
But your
partner and
you do it every day, and I let it die.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchell.
I never bring that up. I never bring up Nitch Richmond. I never bring up Sacramento, the capital of the United States.
You know, I actually am kind of mad at you, Goo, for that, because ever since you said it that way, I can't pronounce Mitch Richmond's name correctly without really thinking about it.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Rich Mitchin.
Michael Jordan said, and I told it to him, All-Star Weekend, when I saw him.
He knew it already.
Go ahead. I said, I'm the guy that butchers your name. Shout out Shasky. But I said, Mitch, how does it make you feel when Michael says, you are the one guy that gave him the business on the defensive side? There is one other player that gets mad when I say that Mike didn't say his name. Can I share it with you? My friend from the Houston Rockets.
Phil Handy?
Mario Elie.
What about him?
He said he could check Mike.
Let me tell you who else did a great job on Michael Jordan.
Hold on, let me.
A great job. I watched it firsthand.
Gary Payton.
No. Phil Jackson.
No.
Phil Jackson. Who you got?
Brian Shaw.
Huh?
Did a nice job against Michael Jordan.
Damn,
Brian Shaw.
Be Shaw.
I want to say, and Evan, you got nothing to do.
It's like saying Dellavedova did a good job on Curry.
I want to say there was a game where Jordan was 2-for-17, something like that, against the Warriors in Chicago.
And B. Shaw was on him.
He was.
If you told him that, that'd make his day.
Mike was out late.
What's new? Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
And Alneda Harrison,
what?
She envisioned it. She said, when are we getting new one of those things? And I go, it's coming out of left field, and now we need one. You're strong, man.
Oh, boy.
You're fidgety.
Let's go to Jesse in Rohnert Park.
Jesse's
I'll
girl.
I'll get Tim.
Out late doing push-ups. I'm trying to say Mitch. Is it Mitch Richmond?
I can't
do that right.
Mitchum Rich. I can't even do it again, buddy.
This is like that board game where everybody says something not related to a word, and you got to guess what the word is. And here's what I've been hearing from you guys. I'm going to guess the phrase. Okay. And it's going to be here we go. About the Niners. It's rebuilding year. That's everything I'm hearing you saying. That's like the phrase that comes to mind.
Goo, my mic's off it's now. Not, I got to try to fix it. So,
you mean for the Niners?
Yes, for the Niners.
Okay. No,
and
I got
hard
you.
It's to say. Like, the fans, like, if I'm a fan, if I'm watching another team, I'm like, yeah, they need another year, and they're going to be good.
Mm.
Like the Houston Rockets.
Right, got you.
They need another year. They're going to be good. I can say that about other teams, but we have, like, blinders.
Well,
when it's about
listen,
our own team. And it's a tough question.
But I'll say this. They deserve the benefit of the doubt in regard to McCaffrey, their best player. Let's just say their offense, if you let me use that, was not available from week one, and that threw a monkey wrench in everything. Not exonerating anybody or any player, but we got to see the bounce back. And the bounce back is going to be dependent on some young players and also guys like McCaffrey and Purdy and the rest of the gang up in their game. So I won't say they're rebuilding until we're halfway through the season and see what they are. You think that's fair? I think that's fair, caller.
Hey, your glass is half full again. I respect that.
It's funny. Hey, I like that. I appreciate
the call.
I'm
getting there.
But it's funny that he says, like, I don't get mad if you think it's half empty. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, Stoney. The bottom line is the players got to go out there and prove it. But I will die on this hill. Forget the Niners and we're in the yay area. The bottom line is, since 2019, this team has been Muhammad Ali. Stoney, there's a tax in that. You got to pay the piper. And now you've had injuries. You've had guys go and get hurt. I just don't know. And we saw it last year with the 6-11. Or if you said, Guru, right now I can pay for your take because they're so hot. How much would you pay for me saying last year was an anomaly for the Niners? Or is this a transition into the lean years they get it back?
This is the way I think of it. And what was the last – I was busy – yeah. Fixing my mic.
You did it, too.
What was the name of the last caller? Because I want to give him credit. Was it Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And here's the way I looked at it. Give me, some of the best teams in the NFC? Lions?
Commanders.
Eagles?
Yep.
Maybe the Cowboys?
I think this is a year for them.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. How scared do you think they are about what the 49ers did this offseason?
Now, that's interesting.
They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
I give you that.
They're
but the
not.
The games are not played like
you're
that.
Right. But my point is, they ain't scaring anybody after this offseason.
Who saw the Rams? Remember, we had the summit. Shasky called me on the name of defender. I couldn't. But the bottom line is, my vibe was predicated on McVay, Stafford, and company. And they almost went to the NFC Championship game, and I think they've gotten better. So, I guess what I'm saying, partner, is does that really matter?
Yes. I think it matters.
What matters is between the lines.
No doubt. But again, they're better than Philly?
No.
Okay. Are they better than the Lions?
No.
Are they better than the Rams? We'll see.
But after going off of last year, no.
Exactly. Like, you wouldn't give the benefit of the doubt to any other team other than the Niners. And maybe that's fair.
No, but I'm not even a Niner fan. I have
And that's why you're doing it.
No.
By the way, 209, Muhammad Ali won championships. Niners haven't.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect Muhammad like
Cassius.
I mean, you know, let me ask you a question. If you were a Cowboy fan, I mean, if you were a Niner fan, would you be happy with the last 5 years?
Oh, hell yeah. Well,
exactly.
We weren't able to get it done.
Okay, let's do this.
We tried to.
Wow, Kyle. He got to kill the beard, man. It's aging him.
Everything.
Yeah, I got you in a corner right now.
No, you don't.
You're being Pollyannish about the 49ers.
This is how I can get you mad. I want to get you mad now for wearing that shirt. Niner fans used to have a saying, when we go, we win. And that was to the Super Bowl, Stoney.
Oh, yeah, that was
but
about 14 years ago.
But now they're on a losing streak, man.
Okay.
So I say that trying to compare these five years hurt. Because you beat Kansas City twice and you got nothing to show for it. That's neither here nor there. You had a chance to beat Philly.
When did they beat Philly? What are you talking about?
You were up 10 in both Super Bowls. I'll just leave that there. Like, and then you had Philly and your quarterback get knocked.
You would never say that if it were another team. You would never say, you know, with Cowboys, we won two games. Like, who'd the Cowboys lose to in each of the last two playoffs?
Green Bay.
Okay.
And the Niners twice. Yeah.
God, you know, we beat Green Bay and the Niners.
But no, we got blown out in those games, so it never came down. Come on. I don't know who you are right now.
I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm just not putting the cap in them.
You can give them the benefit of the doubt. They have earned that, according to a lot of people. You can give them the benefit of the doubt. They've got a track record of winning football games, but they haven't won a title.
And this is all I'm trying to tell you.
You give the Niners more credit for not winning a title than any other team in any other sport who hasn't scaled that mountain.
But that's me being fair, man.
How?
The games played out almost, you know, it was like a repeat. You were up 10 twice. And we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever get it done, which we found out can lose a Super Bowl. Okay? We saw that. Tampa Bay beat him, and then we saw what the Eagles did to him. So the Niners had him twice. They let him go. Let him off to Denny Green. But the bottom line is, I can't sit here and not keep it real and say the Niners, how close they were to winning it, Stoney, and what would be different today. This is the season for me to really solidify and let you know if the Niners' run is over. That's all. Last year was bad, but they've earned, to me, the bounce back.
See, I think their run is over with that group. Okay,
and you might be right.
They lost too many names that are too familiar to say this is still a continuation.
Or they cut some dead weight, and you still got the generals here. McCaffrey, Warner, Bosa, but they got to up their game. Trent Williams, Brock Purdy. So maybe they just got rid of some guys that, you know, let's be honest. Sonny Hufanga didn't have that when he played.
I thought he was going to be a starter for 10 years.
He was taking some wrong routes. So I'm just saying, maybe they got rid of some guys that, you know, were in the way. We'll see.
Well, all I'm saying is they got rid of players who were Hufanga,
yeah.
Ward starter, Debo starter, Floyd starter,
right.
Greenlaw when healthy starter, Banks starter.
You told Jordan Mason to kick rocks. We'll see.
So there's too many big names to have left. Like, I don't look at this as a continuation of the past.
It's starting over already.
They were 6-11 last year. They were 6-11.
I just want to wrestle you, radio wrestle
Why?
You on. They were without their bit. That's like the Warriors being out without Steph for the first half of the season.
Right. And is McCaffrey in his prime?
The answer's
no.
Okay. Evan? McCaffrey in his prime?
No.
Well, how far has he passed it?
He's on the back nine.
All right.
According to the running back age chart.
I'll give you that. Last year did not help. But I'll give you that.
Okay.
Where's Purdy at? Entering his prime. Or is it, for sure. Can I be real? Forget the contract. Because this is a part of what I think about Brock Purdy when I look at him, Stoudy. Have we seen the best version of Brock already? And if you have, then the Niners got a major problem on their hands.
But if you're sitting here today saying you like the deal, then you don't think he's played his best football.
Well, that was predicated on, I think, a lot of the deal.
You're scared he has played his best football. That's what I'm hearing a lot of Niners fans worried about, is if you're worried about the contract, that must mean you are worried that he may have played his best football already.
Yeah, but I guess he's not doing the Dak Prescott thing to where 40% of your cap is tied to his contract.
Well, that's true.
So I got to get
that's
the
That's a
Niners.
Big deal.
And then Evan gave us a nugget allegedly from Schefter saying, I think Brock and his camp were asking for 65, but that was one of them. Hey, you go ask for, hey, how much you want to make at McDonald's? 100,000. Well, it's going to be 20. I'll take it.
Yeah, any agent would have asked for would have asked for more than any other quarterback. I mean, on paper, Purdy deserves more than Dak Prescott, but the Niners clearly told Brock Purdy to pound sand at 65.
Did you ask Schaefer about the deal, what he thought?
No.
Yeah. Well, clearly Purdy caved also.
Well, no doubt.
He could have fought.
He didn't cave. He was making, what do you call it, low income for quarterbacks via mystery relevant. Now he's Good gosh.
Sounds like he left like $30 million on the table.
What do you do? Is it? Do you say, let's go house shopping? Mom, dad, you guys want houses? Like, how do you not splurge with that amount of chicken? Well, I would love to
you're
know.
You're responsible. That's how.
The Evan in my life that was struggling, if he was, hey, Evan, here's a mansion. It's in L.A., Woodland Hills. Steiny, what do you want? A boat? Here's a yacht?
Guru.
You got it.
Guru.
My this kids, what do you want?
This is the difference.
Daddy got it.
Everything.
This is the difference between you and I.
There's a
you
lot.
Ready? Ready? We both have our salaries right now. Don't say what they are, because I'll get upset.
We'll see.
What is the
going on?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That ever went public.
If tomorrow the boss said, Goo and Steiny, you've done a great job. Next year, we're giving you a one-year $1 million contract.
Let's go.
Here's the difference between you and I.
I'm heading to Cadillac.
You and me. I would say, you know what? I've never made $1 million before, but you know what? I'm going to still live on 100,000-ish, maybe 150. And I'm going to put 800, 850 in the bank. You?
Evan,
you're probably
you can't
gonna,
take it
you're,
with you.
You're probably going to live off that $1 million and perhaps even accrue some debt.
The whole union will be on. Everybody I know, eat the mailman.
But if you guys got a Brock Purdy raise, it would be like going from whatever your salary is to like $15 million.
Oh my gosh. How do you stay humble?
It's not hard if you have good values and you've had a good upbringing. You've had that.
But everything
changes.
That's
how you stay humble.
Your shoe game, your just everything you wear, your watch.
I saw it firsthand when you made it to the radio. Everything changed.
You didn't think I had a stolen car, though.
Yeah. 510, and this is Zucci. We can agree here. Big names. Half those guys aren't even big names on Bay Area Sports Talk Radio anymore, let alone the league. You're overselling some of these departures. Zucci, I'm not overselling. Mm. All I'm saying is I think this is a different iteration of the Niners.
There's no
I
who
think
can
last
argue
year
that
is the point where you go from one version of the Niners to the next version of the Niners. Right. Not that they necessarily can't make the playoffs next year, but the team is going to look a lot different because those names aren't there.
And I've beat this guy up verbally because I thought he lied.
Oh, Bosa.
No, he left a lot. Him, he's on the list. Who? Debo. Like, Stoddy, there's a part of me that says the Niners are going to miss Debo. But I can't give you any film of last year to where that happened. But I think moving forward, that's what scares you. All those, the bubble screen, everything, man. The jet sweeps, all of it, that's gone as we know it from the Debo package. Are the Niners good enough to, or is that just different plays for different players? And we're talking about Jennings and his future and he's going to want to put up numbers, but he's going to have to do it by necessity. Ricky Pearsall, you know, no drama this offseason, his first full season. I got to believe to let Debo go, Stani. They're kind of looking forward to that. We'll see.
Well, this is where, to me, you bring up Dre Greenlaw. To me, Greenlaw is Debo Samuel. 2 years ago, they were great. Last year, Greenlaw was no factor, and Debo was terrible. So if you replace Debo and Greenlaw with anybody, they'll give you more production than those guys gave you last year, in theory.
Well, I'll say this. I could be wrong, and Greenlaw could never, be what he once was. But the Denver Broncos are building something, Stani. And if you watch and you do, they got a pretty damn good defense. They got better with Greenlaw. So the glass was half full with him moving forward. And Debo is now on a team, the Commanders, where it's not – he's the big dog. He kind of just fits in now. Third or fourth – you know what I mean?
Well, and wasn't that what he was here? Third or fourth option?
But it turned in – Stani, these playoff games, when it was just Debo or bust, he was everything, and it worked.
Well, that was 3-4 years ago when they used him at running back.
It happened. Let's act like we didn't forget him prancing around the frozen tundra, Debo.
But what does that have to do with anything now? I don't get it.
They don't have that at their luxury.
Well, they didn't have it last year. Like, he wasn't the same player last year.
Well, they didn't have that and McCaffrey.
Right, and I think more of the onus fell on Debo Samuel, and he's not that kind of player. Who do you think they're going to miss most? Hufanga, Ward, Debo, Floyd, Greenlaw, Banks, or Hargrave?
I'm going Ward. Because I'm just saying, Stani, we're in a passing league, man. But I've seen teams run the ball down the throat of the Niners more than we have seen in the past. So maybe they've got that with one of these youngsters they drafted. We'll see. And Robert Saleh dialing it up. But you gave me those names. I'm going to – damn, it ain't Hargrave because, he got hurt. But you got a problem with me saying Ward?
No. I still think it might be Debo because the threat of Debo – was still worth a little last year.
Man, how much to Purdy?
And when the 49ers were at their best, Debo Samuel was kind of a, well, not kind of, he was a difference maker.
Oh, man.
He was somebody that you had to prepare for, you had to at least acknowledge was going to be he was such a big play guy.
Incredible,
and
man.
And now he's no longer there, obviously. And he wasn't the big play guy he was last year. But to me, Debo Samuel was the reason that during that 2-year stretch, the 49ers offense was absolutely phenomenal because they had a plethora of weapons.
And now
they had two very good receivers. They had Kittle, they had McCaffrey, and then they had their Swiss Army knife in Debo Samuel. And now their offense is not nearly as dynamic as it once was.
I know you don't like this, but I said it. Bonte said it. Like, 2 years ago, Stani, and I'm getting a lot of that on the chat. Goo, you living in the past. You're looking at this Niner team 2-3 years ago. I called that offense the 94 offense with Steve Young, when the Niners were healthy and on their way to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
And yeah, no.
It's a tough call.
Bottom line is, we hadn't talked about this guy under immense pressure. Kyle. Like, okay, now there's no Debo, he slowed down. What are you going to do to replace that package? And what he used to do to scare defenses and what him just being out there allowed you to do. How are you going to skin the cat now?
I mean,
you said something real quick. Yeah. Have they figured Purdy out? Like, we saw some batted balls, but Evan brought it up, a couple months ago, and his batted balls, he was like middle pack. But, like, that's a lot of pressure on Kyle if he's lost something he can't replace.
Evan doesn't think there's a lot of pressure on Kyle.
Well, contractually, there's not, but to get him this offense back to what it once was?
Well, pressure as far as, like, job security or...
Mine was production to get this to produce.
Well, I think he's going to... I mean, people are going to throw tomatoes at Kyle no matter what, but as far as his job security, I got the feeling this offseason that he feels pretty comfortable.
No. There's no doubt with that.
Which kind of shocked me, to be honest.
I'm talking about production.
No, I think Jed York is prepared for not a bad season, but not a Super Bowl season either.
But given, and I think that this contract, Purdy, signals, hey, Kyle, you're good. We'll even, you know, they'll never say it. You got another year of, not futility, but, you know, they missed it.
What if they go 5-12 this year?
I still think he's good.
What if Purdy's not good? Then what if Purdy's a big reason why they're 5-12?
You got a major problem.
Exactly. Like,
that's like getting married in year one and she cheats on you.
Yeah, but you're in a 5-year deal.
Oh boy.
With no trade clause.
Yeah, we did. Wow. But I mean, if you got a trade of this already, man.
I mean, feels like you've spent a lot of the show talking about all these ifs for the Niners, and I think they're totally fair. But my experience always, when there's a lot of ifs, they all don't go your way. And that's why I don't know what to make of the San Francisco 49ers.
And the Warriors had
right
a lot
now.
Of ifs, but then they made a trade to get past that because the ifs, you're right, didn't pan out. 26-27, but whatever it was, one game under before Butler got here.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And they didn't reach their goal.
I'm disappointed.
In what? In Butler? That's right.
No, I am.
Oh, that's right. On the other side, about this. On the other side, we do have to get into the Warriors and what some of their things they're thinking about in the offseason. We got some news to pass along. Yeah, speculation,
etc. And good news, Draymond Green, good news on the other side, too. I got it.
Oh, yep. Oh, all right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.